Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's Within Brimskin time. What's going on, people? 31, number 31.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was a good intro.
As always, Brimstone here. I got my wingman, Zambo.
Hello.
And it's going to be another awesome episode of Within Brimskin. Why? Because it always is. Mm-hmm. And as always, we are brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, discover the secret. And Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Nice.
So, what do you call it? I'm going to start the show off with the fact that I have been coughing up a flipping lung, and I don't know why. It's been bothering me. It's been driving me absolutely crazy. And yeah,
I may have an idea. So last year around this time, it's obviously the turn of the season for all of us at this point. At this point in the show, you had really bad allergies for the first time in like a very long time.
Yeah.
So it blew you out of the water. You had no idea what was going on. That was last year, and I remember that. It's going to happen again. And it's going to probably happen until the end of your days.
Oh,
so your best bet is just to pop an Allegra, pop a Claritin, whatever it's got to be, just some allergy medication. If you're stuffy, do the D version because, you know, the D is always needed.
And wow.
I'm just saying, man.
Wow.
Sometimes you got to get the D to feel good.
Wow. Hold on.
D is in decongestant, you bastard.
Wow. I can't believe.
But it's true. But it's absolutely true. You need that.
I can't believe you just went there. I think you're going on the Alex route, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I just make those comments, you know me.
All right.
Alex, on the other hand, he's full on chimes.
He's all
get
like,
get in my belly!
That's right.
Come on!
That is absolutely right.
So, what do you call it?
Anyway.
We'll see where he's editing this week, maybe when he hears that. He may or may not stick
wink,
something.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Anyway, so, what do you call it?
Today's secret word is...
snitch! Ah! So whenever you hear the word, you know, obviously, you know, you gotta do it. You gotta scream. You gotta yell real loud. So, you know...
got a big old yelp.
If you're in the, you know, go back to school night and, you know, the teacher is, you know, talking, you're not really paying attention, and you're listening to us and you hear the word, guess what? You scream real loud.
That's right.
If you're in a library and you're sitting in the quiet section and you hear the word, what do? Scream. Scream real loud.
If you're getting arraigned for having drugs and weapons in your car, you gotta scream real loud.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. And you're about to rat out all your friends, which makes you a, I don't know, what is it, a snitch?
Ah!
We'll get to that.
We're going to get to that. How did you know what we're talking about?
It was a little hook. It's called a bait and hook for the viewers out there. The listeners. The listeners.
Oh, man.
Oh,
well, first off, we're going to start off with our brother Kel Mitchell on ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
Did he make it?
Yeah, he made the first round.
Yes.
So yesterday, as of this airing, he did the second round, but we're recording before watching it. So
that is true.
Hopefully, he will make it through the second round, and I'm sure he will. He
had
one of the highest
scores.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it next week.
Absolutely. Listen, Kel is naturally talented. He's an amazing dancer.
And he's got a hell of a look.
Yeah.
Especially when he wants to offer you donuts. I'm just going to say that.
Tell the story.
Okay, so I don't think I did on WBS.
No.
So what happened was it was our first night meeting Kel.
Well, your first night meeting Kel.
My
I've
first
known
night.
Kel for
my
a while.
First night, and I guess Kim's first night, in person at least, because we spoke to him on the phone, you know, that whole thing. But we finally meet him in person, and we're down in the lobby after the first night of the con, and he went out to eat with a bunch of the other celebrities, and they got duck donuts at the end of it. No free ads.
Right.
So there was one donut left when we all got down, and no one else wanted one. And he finally looks at me and goes, Hey, Steve, you want a donut? And literally did my over-the-glasses look and just looked at me, but without glasses. And then he did that little pursed lips thing that he kind of does on TV when he goes, and I just went, you know, if it wasn't you making that face, I would have said no. And then I just took the donut, and I ate it with such fervor. Because I was like, I'm so mad because he did it with my look, or at least the look that I may or may not have taken from him as a kid. I don't know. But either way, damn it. He did it to me. And I should also mention he was in a Good Burger sweatsuit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What do you call it? Listen, Kel.
But he
is,
was fantastic, dude.
He
fantastic
is one of
dude.
The most real guys out there. I've known Kel for quite some time now.
So
and,
nice.
You know, he's a real person in the industry. So, listen, you know, aside from the fact that he is fantastic, he can dance. Boy can dance.
So you think you can dance.
Make sure that you support him. What do you call it? I wanted to do that show. I've been wanting to do Dancing with the Stars.
I know, you've been talking about
that. For the longest time. I just, you know, I need to figure out.
I feel like you could do the marimba.
I could do
the merengue.
Listen, they got to work with me, but yeah. I'd be able to shake my ass.
Yeah, I think you could do it.
Shake my ass.
Listen, if Sean Spicer can be on there, you can be on there.
Sean Spicer apparently did well. I don't even want to get into
Spicer. He's a nobody, so let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, you're not. So there you go.
Well, thank you very
much. You're very welcome. A little bit of an ego boost there.
Thank you.
Not that you need one.
So from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time each week on Mondays, you can vote up to 10 times by texting KEL, K-E-L, to 21523. Or by visiting the ABC.com website. The voting stops at the last dances each week, so stay on it every week. And, you know, who likes votes?
Kel likes votes.
So make sure you hit Kel up and give him some love. Show him some continued
love.
What do you call it? So a college kid from here on Long Island. Where's Long Island?
Oh, I see. I didn't know if you were going to do that. You kind of glossed over it at first. Long Island is in New York on the eastern seaboard of the United States, in North America on the western hemisphere, this beautiful blue marble we call the planet Earth, and this beautiful galaxy we call the Milky Way galaxy, in this gigantically known observable universe that is probably cylindrical and always ever expanding.
Nice.
Yeah.
You expanded every time.
Yeah.
You've been going back to expand. You weren't for a while.
No, I wasn't, because it's just like, I got to get through it, because it's so much. But then I'm like, you know what? No, I think I got a pattern down now, and I can kind of play with it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to get the rubric down.
You got to diddle it a little bit.
A little nickel for a diddle.
A hiddly diddly do. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so this little jackass, all right, murdered a teenage boy in Oceanside.
Oh, this story, yes.
This is Oceanside, New York. All right. And it was just this past week. Now, allegedly, this is over a former girlfriend. I don't even think of the guy who shanked him. You know what I'm saying? So I think that this was like a girlfriend of a friend who now this other kid was supposedly seeing. I don't know what the situation was. I really don't care, to be completely honest.
Same.
The fact is, a young life was lost. Now, this kid, who it looks to be a snot-nosed little rich kid, okay? Did you see the pictures of him?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. I could just see
the look
on
his face says, "You can hit me, but my daddy will sue."
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at him and all I'm thinking is, you know,
he's
just anyway. So that being said, he has had multiple previous run-ins with the law, and honestly, quite honestly, I don't understand how he hasn't been locked up after he assaulted a 15-year-old only a few months ago. That is usually like, it's an assault charge, so that's still
an assault
pending.
Charge is usually pretty, it's probably because it was pending.
But why? He assaulted, now, so
investigation,
now, and
know,
then now
due
only,
process.
Only about a week or so ago, or a couple weeks prior, he had, the same kid, had a substance abuse charge.
Oh.
So I don't remember if it was drugs or whatever it is, but now listen, again, I feel awful about the young life that was lost, you know what I mean? It's horrible, and it's a truly sad thing.
Yeah.
But you know what pisses me off even more about the entire situation?
What?
There was a slew of other people watching as the stabbing happened, but people actually filmed the murder and nobody did anything to help the poor kid.
Yeah.
They just sat and they stared and they took videos. How is it that this world is so freaking disconnected that they can sit and they can watch something as disgusting as a murder in the middle of the street and film the flipping thing, but no, nobody could do a thing about it?
No, absolutely not. Oh, okay. So it's actually something called the bystander effect.
Okay.
So it's when a greater number of the people present, the less likely they are to help a person in distress. So in this exact situation, this kid was legitimately getting murdered, and these other kids didn't know really kind of what to do, and their first reaction is, yo, likes on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's literally the first reaction, when if this happened in a New York City street, people would just be walking by going, screw this, I don't have the time.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
It's called the bystander effect, and sadly, it's devolved itself to where people will now just record it for the sake of validation online. And internet validation, I believe, is a very toxic thing.
Okay.
But then again, I'm not going to go into that. That's a whole discussion that I need to even do research on. So.
It's just disgusting.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely awful.
Like, I mean, look, if I saw something going on, at very least, mm-hmm. I'm calling the police.
Yeah.
Which, to be completely honest, most of the time don't do anything anyway. Let's continue this when we get back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to Within Brimskin.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brimskin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters. And not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
You can snatch one up right now until July 15th for only $2.99.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all-natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
Hi, this is Stan Lee, and you're listening to Grindhouse Radio with my old pal Brimstone, Excelsior.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Steve Coulter from The Walking Dead. I played Reg, and you are listening to my brother Brimstone on the radio.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Getting stabbed.
Exactly.
Yep. So I actually have a theory as to why it's taking so long for this particular individual to be processed for basically everything that he's had with his run-ins with the law, including stabbing this kid.
Because he's a rich white kid?
Because he's white. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's literally the only premise, and there's literally nothing that you can do to change my mind on that, because there is such divide that someone else could do the exact same crime and get three times as much of a sentence than a rich little white boy who has so much going for him than to do that.
The funny thing is this little jackass apparently is from what I heard. Now, I could be wrong about this, so don't quote me.
Nope.
But apparently he's like trying to get street cred because he wants to be a rapper. flipping guy, man. I swear to God.
You dumb
I hope that
ass.
He gets torn apart in prison. He's being held without bail. I hope that he gets torn apart in prison. And the fact of the matter is, he's going to be.
He's going to be flipped into a 69 like Tekashi 69.
We're going to get to that.
Once again,
his
another
pretty
tease.
Little mouth,
yeah.
Okay, is going to be destroyed.
No teeth.
That's all that's going to happen.
No teeth.
Oh, man.
His little boy hole is going to be now troll-told.
You ever, you know? You ever watch Oz?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's basically he's going to become a human pincushion. That's mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, and that's if he freaking lasts. You know what I mean?
I give it a week.
I don't know how long he's going to be able to last unless they put him in PC. And even in PC, they're going to come at him. So,
yeah.
End of story. So,
yeah, definitely. Anyway. Yeah.
Speaking about prison, what do you call it? Let's talk about that little snitch. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yes.
There's a whole lot that can be said about this. You know, I don't know all that much about it. I really didn't. The guy wasn't on my radar.
No.
You know what I mean?
But then we started seeing all these memes on Facebook popping up. Like, oh, he knows where Carmen Sandiego is. Oh, he could point out where Waldo is because he's literally snitching on everybody to try and reduce his sentence as much as possible.
Right. So basically, homeboy spilled so much tea and is giving away. He's given up anyone and everyone in order to save his own ass.
Mm-hmm.
He was facing over 40 years in prison. Mm-hmm. I believe it was like 47. And I guess he just decided to have diarrhea of the mouth. So he outed Cardi B as being a Blood Gang member.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know enough about thug life to understand that you don't out fellow brothers and sisters.
If I remember correctly, I learned this term when I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
That's true.
But seriously.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches. But out of I need to say it again just to make sure. But it's true. If you talk, you're going to get spanked. And if the amount of tea that this boy spilled, he's going to be surprised if he gets any form of witness protection after getting probably whatever 69s are all over his body removed.
Cancel that bitch.
He's so canceled. He's spun up. What is it? He's flipped up, spun upside down, and reversed.
He's just. He signed his own death certificate,
mm-hmm.
and it's. You know what? And you know, I hate to say that, but the fact is if you're gonna get into that life, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna get involved with that type of a. You know, brotherhood, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. And you know what? To each their own, everybody lives their own life the way they live. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You know, the Bloods, the Crips, the bike gangs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody has their own way of living in there. And essentially, it is a brotherhood, you know?
It is.
And
if you break that bond,
right.
Well, you are, you know.
Basically, you're in trouble.
Exactly. So, it's a bad, bad choice.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I know what's new.
Literally that.
I know what's new.
Go for it.
You know, he's going to be getting, he's going to be getting that human pincushion as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Pussycat, you got it.
He's going to, oh,
pretty
I see.
Pretty mouth.
I see you've got literally. 69s all over your arms
that
and body.
That means you got a clean booty hole? Well,
no.
It don't matter to me because I need some. It's literally going to be like, make your daddy talk in the middle of prison. It's going to be an awful situation for
seriously,
him.
Seriously, bro.
I hate your stinking guts.
Like, come on, man. You know,
yeah.
And I get it. You know, you're facing that many years. You're going to be singing like a canary. Mm-hmm. And I get it. But
yeah.
The people that you're singing out against, you're going to wind up like, who's that guy everybody thought went on to his own island?
Epstein.
Yes.
Epstein, yeah.
Epstein. Did they ever figure out if he's alive or dead for real?
No. There's literally been hush, everything.
I gotta believe that the guy's probably, you know.
I'm pretty sure, there's a lot of conspiracies going on,
yeah.
So I kind of don't want to start getting into it.
Yeah.
I like reading about conspiracies just because it's fun.
Right.
But tinfoil hat on for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
His ears on the autopsy report didn't line up with his ears in actual photos from paparazzi.
Right.
So, what does that tell you? I don't know. Maybe Epstein could be gone on a random island.
You know what?
Just saying.
I don't know.
But anyway, tinfoil hat off. And things.
There you
stuff
go.
And things.
So, anyway, so this Tekashi dude, by the way, he was given a 5K one and a 5K motion, for those who don't know, is filed by the prosecutor under the 5K1.1 of the United States Sentencing Guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, the letter is given to the court to make clear that defendant has cooperated.
Mm.
So, you know, this could potentially help this Tekashi dude out.
But I mean, it'll help him in the court. It won't help him on the streets.
I don't think it's... And so he could get out of prison.
Yeah.
because of this. Mm-hmm. Steps foot in the street once. He's done.
No, he's the moment he leaves that courthouse after that sentence is done, he's got to hop on a plane and then shoot over to Tijuana, grow a beard, shave his head, shave off the beard, and like raise goats for the rest of his life. Because he's going to get stabbed.
He's going to raise goats for the rest of his life.
The point is, he's got to seclude himself from everybody and never make music again.
That was the wrong button, but it's okay.
That don't matter. It
sense. Worked. I was trying to womp womp.
There you go. It's true, though. It's one of those moments where it's like you have to leave the country and probably everywhere else. You have to seclude yourself and be a Sasquatch.
There's, see, and now we're going to get into
Sasquatch. Takasi Sasquatch.
Okay, so the Sasquatch. You're with me, right? You believe in the Sasquatch, or was it no?
The possibility exists, so I'm kind of on the fence about it, but that doesn't mean I'm ruling you out of it entirely. So I would say I'm a little bit on your side, a little bit on Mike's side from the office, just only because both compelling arguments, but the chance is always possible.
It's possible.
That's all I'm saying.
So we're going to have to get Goncalves back on because, all right, so Goncalves and I were having a back and forth the other day. We were talking about mythical creatures and what could be real, what might not be real. Now, look, let's be honest. A unicorn is not going to be real.
No.
All right? There are horses that do have protrusions of bone coming out of their heads, but they are not unicorns. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, on the flip side, I believe that the Loch Ness Monster is real. There are creatures in the depths of our oceans. There are areas that we can never, ever go, right? Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
That is very true.
So, at the end of the day, the Loch Ness Monster, it could be a prehistoric creature. It could be, one of these creatures that's at the bottom of the ocean that we've never even seen before, except for on rare occasions. You know, and the fact of the matter is yes, that could be real. Also, I believe that, the Sasquatch, the Yeti, I believe that they can definitely be real because there are so many acres and acres of land that we have not yet explored. Or if people did explore them, we don't know, maybe they never showed up.
Very true.
Came back, what I mean?
Now, here's one of the things, though, for the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
People believe the Loch Ness Monster exists. However, a lot more footage has been shown of whales just kind of chilling with their dingling just above the surface of the water.
Is that a whale genitalia?
That is a whale genitalia that I'm showing you right now. For you listeners at home, it is rumored of the Loch Ness Monster being obviously like a long protrusion with a long body underneath the water with an unknown amount of size under the surface.
Yeah.
It's more or less likely because Loch Ness, which is obviously that area where the Loch Ness Monster is found, is connected to major bodies of water.
Right.
So that means that whales can swim through and through. However, though, there are whales that like to chill with the ding-a-langle above the widdle water.
They like to hang out with the wang-out.
They like to hang out with the wang-out upside down underwater. Exactly. So
I'm cool. Listen, I've never seen that.
But now you know.
But that's great. That's fantastic.
So people are saying, and most marine biologists and everything are basically saying, you should go to the Museum of genitalia in the Netherlands. You would laugh your ass off. Yeah.
I need to go there.
Dude, it's because they have a whale penis in there, and it's like this giant glass case, probably about the size of our table, and a little bit longer, and you can just stand next to it and go, yep, that's a penis, and just kind of keep walking and explore other things that are literally phallic-shaped.
Who the hell cut it off?
Oh, it's like marine biology, like from like the 1800s and things like that. Like, it's that preserved. It's crazy.
They preserved a whale wiener.
Yeah.
Yes!
I'll do the research in the interim, and I'll show you some of
the
stuff.
Who the hell was over there like?
Gold in them hills.
There's balls in them there hills. But anyway, we should take a quick break, though.
Yes.
But it is true, so it is kind of pointing towards that.
Oh,
so,
my God. Pointing towards it. Let's be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hi, this is Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario and Luigi and a whole bunch of other pals there. And you're listening to my pal, Brim, Eternio. Woohoo!
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Carol Spinney, better known as Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. And you're listening to my good friend, Brimstone.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the lady of the lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in a lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
What's up, guys? I'm Daniel Logan. I'm young Boba Fett in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and also the Clone Wars the cartoon series. You are listening to The Dark Side with my guy, the one and only Brim. Keep listening, because there's a lot more bounties ahead.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Heyo.
So, speaking of wieners.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just started a segment like that.
I mean, that's on you, pal. But it's also kind of my fault, because I did kind of show you, like, a good amount of proof that maybe Loch Ness ain't real because of whale peener. So.
Regardless, listen, there are creatures of the deep.
Absolutely.
So and, we don't know what's there. But that
we
makes,
only know so little of our
I
oceans.
Will take that explanation mm-hmm. as a, okay, this could be a debunk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that.
Plausible debunk.
I'm cool with that
solid,
because the way
debunk.
It looked and the way things are.
And you're like,
I can live with that.
And that's why they think manatees and dugongs are mermaids to a point.
Yeah.
As well back then during the pirate days.
Yeah,
so
you
yeah,
never know.
Yeah, there's all these mythological. It's basically like a giant game of telephone with history.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of just going, that kind of looks like that would probably be the Loch Ness right there. That's a whale penis. I know, but I'm just saying. And then it's just kind of devolves from there.
Yeah, no, it's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call it? Okay, so what I was going with the wiener thing
yeah.
is in the game Death Stranding.
Yep.
Are you familiar with Death Stranding?
I am actually I've been following it since Kojima left Konami. So yes.
Okay, so apparently, if you stare at my old pal Norman Reedus's crotch for a little too long,
yeah, yeah,
the character actually grabs the in-game camera and punches it.
Yeah, I saw that image. It was actually really funny.
Isn't that hilarious?
Like, yeah, because it was the funny part was too. There was a sped up version of the GIF of the video, but then it was like a normal time lapse version of it. Where if you just look at it, he kind of just like, you know, he doesn't do anything about it. But then he puts his hands over himself, right?
Yeah.
And then he does it again. But then I think after like the third time, after like 5 minutes, he'll actually then grab the camera and you just see boom, and you just see the camera like jitter and shake it off, and then it kind of goes back to normal. It's really funny.
I think it's hilarious. What do you call it?
Kojima likes to put those little snides in there of stupid little things. It's fun. It's fun. He puts a lot of fun into his games, a lot of thought, and a lot of heart. So.
I think it's hysterical for a Japanese game to add something like that in. And you know, and I know Reedus. I haven't spoken to Norman in quite some time. What do you call it? We haven't been on the same tour trail. What do you call it? And honestly, what do you call it? He's so busy that when I text him, I don't expect to hear back. And no. I think the last time that I heard back from Reedus was I had sent him a picture of a fan had an insane Daryl Dixon tattoo.
Oh, okay.
And I said, hey, let me grab a picture of it. I took a picture and I sent it over to him, and he was like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
So, but that was the last time. I mean, that's so cool. Hopefully I'll get to catch up with him soon because I love the guy. He's another straight shooter.
That's
really
awesome.
Really cool dude. So
just
call it.
Just to touch on the Japanese games before
you
continue.
Oh, I was going back to that.
Okay, good. So for Japanese games, they're all weird.
Yeah.
But they're all weird in their own right. So if you personally, and for you listeners out there, if you want to know some weird stuff, play the Metal Gear Solid series, because it's very straightforward in terms of being a stealth action shooter game type of thing. But then if you pay attention to the little nuances that happen, you wait a little bit, let the guards talk to each other, maybe go inside the locker rooms, the bathrooms, and like just check areas that you probably wouldn't expect normally in a game. Check like areas that you would expect in real life to have weird stuff. Weird stuff shows up, and it's funny, and it's funny, and it, because it's like ah, ha, 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 you know, it's like it's just fun. It's fun.
Well, funny enough, if you look at the female characters long enough in that game, what do you call it? They actually flirt with you. One of them, I don't remember what the names of the characters are, but one of them shows you their chest.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call it? You're like
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, because he did the same thing in Metal Gear when you're talking to I think her name was Eva at one point. She like kind of she has like this motorcycle jacket on. And she kind of unzips it a little bit and just kind of leans forward. Just saying.
I think you've had enough.
Nah, I think I've had too little.
Now you've had enough.
There we go. So,
anyway, like I said, the female characters.
Yes.
There's that one. Then there's another one where I believe if you go into the locker room after one of them's working out, and if you get her at the right time, or if you look at a couple of times, she's in her underwear working out or something like that.
Yep.
And if you start if you start something quick enough. I don't remember the exact thing, but then she actually does the whole next sequence in her underwear. So the next, you know, the rest of the
He did that same exact thing in Metal Gear Solid.
She didn't have enough time to get dressed.
Legitimately, that's what happens in Metal Gear Solid 1. Just to give a pure example, when you find the character Meryl for the first time, you're crawling through the air vents and looking down at her cell, her jail cell.
Right.
And you're looking down. She's just doing, you know, crunches. She's just working out. But if you keep going back before you continue to the next, like if you go forward and then go back, she's still like, and you're not leaving the air vents yet. Then she's in her underwear. Yeah, no, I've seen that. And then there's the dude that's always going to the bathroom every 5 minutes. So he's one of the guards. That's actually really funny. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of cool things. A lot of cool little nuances.
And speaking about the bathroom in that, if you pee in the wild in that game, a mushroom will grow where you peed, and then other players can pee on it afterwards.
Yep, and apparently, now this is totally, we don't know what's going to happen with this, but other players can find out where you peed, and then they can keep going there, and enough people do it in that one particular spot. Either they say the mushroom grows, but then something eventually happens.
Oh.
Now, do we know what it is? No. But would it be cool? Yeah, it'd be pretty funny. See, like a tree just pop up because, you peed there so much, there's a tree now.
That's pretty funny. That's really funny. Speaking about video games, you love Super Smash Brothers, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I believe the word is going out now. I think you and Tom, for the next upcoming Famous Food Festival we're doing in October, I think you guys are hosting the what do you call it? The
tournament.
The tournament.
There's a Smash Brothers tournament at a famous food.
They're
going
to be doing a Super Smash Brothers tournament.
Awesome.
So you guys are going to be able to. I think you guys are hosting.
Sounds good to
me.
So
yeah. So I forgot to mention that to you.
No, well, thank you for telling me. And honestly, I appreciate it. That's really
here on Long Island. He had mentioned it. And I go, wait a minute. I said,
it's like at a food festival.
I was like, Zambo and Greer should be doing that with you.
Heck yeah.
So yeah, that's October 12th and 13th, I believe, here on Long Island.
Yes, I believe so. I believe so.
So at the what's the name of the place again?
The Deer Park Outlets. Tanger Outlets in Deer Park.
Yes, so that's where that's going to be.
That's right.
Now, that also being said, I wanted to mention that, you know, we have some sad news.
Very true.
There were a lot of passings this past week.
Yes.
One of the guys that, that was one of my children's teachers
mm-hmm.
over at the high school passed away,
yes.
which was god-awful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, condolences to his family. We lost Sid Haig this week.
Yes.
Which was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, guys, Tony Harnell is alive.
Yes.
And well, a mm-hmm. lot of people, if you don't know, Tony was replaced by another Tony in TNT, his original
yes.
band.
Yes.
The secondary Tony passed away.
Yes.
People, stop putting pictures of
Harnell
Mr. Harnell
is
up
okay.
there.
Harnell's
okay. I just spoke with him. He's good.
He's good.
Okay.
He's good.
But we also wanted to mention something that was just a little bit closer to you know the GHR family.
Yeah.
Is the passing of Carl Ruiz this past week.
Yes.
He was an icon in the world of barbecue. He was a celebrity chef and a restaurateur known for his many appearances on the Food Network, as well as being a regular on the Opie podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Matter of fact, he was at
super nice dude. Too,
yeah,
I should say that he was at he was at Pig Island.
Yes.
Yeah.
So well, what do you call it? So we were just with Ruiz at Pig Island,
really were.
New York City. He actually won the award for best presentation.
Yes.
What do you call it? Where you know he came out with the big cigar
mm-hmm.
and every you know provocative word known to man.
Very
expletive.
Colorful. Very colorful language. Yes.
So you know he was very very colorful. Didn't care, and he was just being himself. And he was a party dude. You know what I mean?
He was a pig-in-ish.
Yeah.
Literally.
So he had a piece of La Cubana, and they just announced after his passing that they have established the Carl Ruiz Scholarship Foundation in his memory.
Oh, that's nice.
Dedicated to the financial support of aspiring chefs attending culinary school. So, look, our heart goes out to his family and his friends during this time of grief.
Agreed.
It's awful. It's you know, he was young. He was younger than me. He's 44.
Very young. He was very young.
You know what I mean? And I'm gonna be serious about this.
No, it's true.
I'm gonna get real. I get concerned. I get worried every day.
It can happen at any moment. I've lost friends, and I'm only 28 already. Now, granted, I've lost them to a few stupid decisions that they have made, but a few. You know, health-related things that you just would never expect.
Right.
And it is an extremely terrifying thing. At any moment or any moment in time, someone or you yourself could just go.
God. And I don't want to think about it.
No, me
neither. I hate thinking. And that's the crap that makes me think about it.
It's the mortality that keeps you up at night.
So sad, these people, you know, good people. Meanwhile, the pieces of garbage in this world are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't
like
even understand
McTeenager. It. Stabby McTeenager.
Yeah. You know, pieces of garbage are sitting, still walking the streets. Just trash, trash, trash. But the good people, you know, lose their lives.
Exactly.
Anyway, listen, I appreciate you guys tuning in to Within Brimskin. We love you. We appreciate you tuning in. And make sure to continue to rate, review, and subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. And again, we'll be hanging with you